the fact that it's one of the 20 biggest banks in the United States, it's a big deal. This could be the big one. This could be exactly what we were talking about. We know the banking system is going to collapse, and this could be the immediate cause.
This is Kaiser Johnson with Liberty and Finance, and this is the Miles Franklin Weekly Special for March 7th through March 14th, 2023, while supplies last. The 2023 Silver Kangaroo at just $3.39 over spot, and comes 25 to a tube. The Australian Monster Box is just 250 coins, making it the most affordable Monster Box available. Call us at 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237. We're available after hours and on weekends, and we look forward to speaking with you.
Hey everyone, this is Elijah K. Johnson with Liberty and Finance. And back with us today is our good friend Bob Moriarty, Marine, Naval Aviator, and financial author. Bob, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been so long since we've done an interview. What is it? A week?
Well, we needed to have you back on because of the breaking news with the Silicon Valley Bank failing. It's the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history. There's fear of contagion around the banking system in the U.S. So your perspective on what all happened in the last few days here.
Okay, now here's what's really interesting. Everybody's paying attention to the Silicon Valley Bank, and they're ignoring the 800-pound gorilla in the jello. Okay, do you happen to remember what happened in financial markets on Wednesday? Silvergate. The bank, Silvergate, the cryptocurrency bank, went bankrupt. Okay, now we were talking a week ago literally about contagion and cascading defaults. So Silvergate collapsed on Wednesday, and all these things are interconnected. So when one goes under, there's a good chance that it's going to take others. I want to backtrack just a little bit before we talk about SVB. Banks are in the business of lending long and borrowing short. So a bank can have a bank run no matter how well it's run. Okay, it's the nature of the banking system that they're always fairly fragile. And of course, SVB collapsed because they had lost $16 billion and their total net asset value was under $16 billion. When it collapsed, it destroyed $209 billion. The impact is just beginning to be felt. SVB was the preferred lender to a lot of startup companies in Silicon Valley. And they're all going bankrupt now because their money has literally disappeared. So $209 billion went to money heaven, and the Federal Reserve came in and insured 250,000. How serious is it? Well, it's one of the stable coins had $43 billion disappeared. Okay, so the value right now is 87 cents, but on Monday, they're history. So will there be contagion? Absolutely true. Now, you and I had talked about the collapse of the Credit Anstalt Bank in Austria. Remember that? The entire banking system was very fragile after the start of the Depression in 1929 and the stock market crash. And a very small Rothschild bank in Austria named Credit Anstalt collapsed. That was in May of 1931. It spread, and by March of 1933, when Roosevelt brought it to office, the very first thing he did was close the banking system in the United States. the Treasury went out, sent a message. Every bank, as soon as they closed their door, they were not to reopen until the Treasury gave them permission to. There was only one bank in the entire United States that didn't collapse. And what they did is they just stayed open 24 hours a day. Now, because of the amount of money involved, I think the contagion from this could be the big one. This could be exactly what we were talking about. We know the banking system is going to collapse, and this could be the immediate cause.
People listening to the mainstream media right now, a lot of outlets are saying there's not a whole lot of risk of contagion. You're listening, for example, to the FDIC. They're saying all deposits that are insured are going to be able to be accessed on Monday, March 13th. So just until after the weekend. So the narrative out there is saying this isn't a big deal. This is not 2008 all over again when we saw the Lehman collapse. But what you're saying is this could be the big one, and this could take down the banking system.
Well, here's what's funny. I will agree it is not 2008. It's 1929, but it's worse. Okay, let me read something to you. This is from U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Financial regulators met today and express confidence in the banking system's resilience. Okay, this is one of the top 20 banks in the United States that disappeared in 2 days. And some of this stuff, like these cryptocurrencies, okay, the stable coins are necessary for the cryptocurrencies to function. And once one of them goes, they're all going to go. Now, one of the things that I have been saying literally for years is that cryptocurrencies are all fraud. They're all going to collapse. They've lost $2.2 trillion already. Bitcoin alone has lost $80 billion in the last week. Now, how do you do that? And the answer is you don't do it for very long.
It is very interesting what happened to, as you mentioned, stablecoin, because that coin is supposed to be, you know, pretty much the U.S. dollar. It's supposed to track the U.S. dollar perfectly. But we see that at 87 cents.
Hang on. Because you're talking about stablecoin, but it's the other coin. It's USDC or something like that. Stablecoin only lost $3 or $4 billion. The other coin lost $43 billion. Okay, when you lose that kind of money, you're through. This is going to have enormous ramifications. There are going to be thousands of businesses, low or high tech startups in Silicon Valley, who can't make payroll because their funds just disappeared. The fact that it's one of the 20 biggest banks in the United States, it's a big deal. We're going to see chaos.
And we are seeing not just for the Silicon Valley Bank, I know that stock crashed, but also other stocks of banks around the banking system are falling right now. Do you think that's in anticipation and just a lot of concern, not just for this bank, but also other banks in the system?
Well, we have talked about that. And that goes back to what they hold their assets in. The assets of a bank are loans, obviously, government bonds, and bonds of other banks. Now, to give you an idea of how bad last year was, the highest rated British bonds were down 53% at one point last year. German highest rated bonds were down 23%. And bonds don't move like that. The whole theory of bonds is that you loan to somebody for 30 years and you don't get much of an interest rate, but you're not taking much risk. And that's turned catastrophic. Now, I'll give you the big one. I'm surprised nobody's talking about it. Credit Suisse is on the verge of collapse. I think, and it's just my opinion, I think they will collapse next week. This catastrophic.
So this is not just impacting the U.S., it's also international here.
Of course. Strange enough, and I talked about this in several interviews, when you have bonds collapse like they did last year, it means the entire pension system is at risk. This is not some small deal. This isn't one bank collapsing. This is the entire financial system is resting on quicksand.
Now, we're seeing this reverberate through all the markets. We saw the stock market down yesterday. Your perspective right now, it seems like there's not a whole lot of panic out there right now. How do you see this escalating from where things are right now?
When Janet Yellen says, don't panic, what should you do?
Well, hopefully you're already prepared at that point, but...
Okay, it would be a good time to panic. And here's the key. People are realizing that this FDI insurance, I'll give you what I think is the correct number. I think the FDI insurance is 0.3% of the total value of deposits, okay? So basically, the FDIC can pay off the $250,000 to all the depositors of one bank, and then they go bankrupt when the second bank goes. So the system is more fragile, and it's all coming to a head. And we know the system has to collapse. There's $300 trillion in debt that can't be paid. And nobody wants to talk about that, but that is the issue. And if Credit Suisse goes under, that will be such a psychological blow to the entire market. People need to understand that this is not a theoretical risk. This is an actual practical risk. If you've got more than $250,000 on deposit in a bank, you're at risk.
And I think the interesting thing here is, even if you have less than $250,000 in a bank right now, that's technically FDIC insured, even if they were, if we did see a major banking crisis where the FDIC had to essentially, you know, refund people's deposits from multiple banks here, that money is probably just being created out of thin air. And then the value of the money you're actually getting is significantly less than what you started with, even if, you know, on paper, you still have that $250,000 or less that you had in the bank.
It would be instant hyperinflation. They've got 0.3% of the total amount covered, but 5, 10, 50, 100 banks go under, the Fed and the Treasury will just print money. So actual money on deposit, they can only cover 0.3%. However, more banks go under, and I believe that more banks are going to go under, they'll just print the money. If they do that, that's instant hyperinflation, and the entire system implodes. And we've talked about this for years, and I'm not doing this for clickbait. I'm not doing this to bring people to my website. I've been warning people about this because it's obvious. You got $300 trillion in debt. You have two quadri in derivatives. You've got an exceptionally dangerous situation. Here it is. And a week ago, we're talking about cryptocurrencies taking the entire system down, and a cryptocurrency bank collapses on Wednesday. By Friday, you've got one of the top 20 banks in the United States collapsing, and God knows what's going to happen Monday or Tuesday.
Now, you know, people have their cash in the bank, right? And then there's risk because of that. But what about, for example, like, you know, people's stock accounts that are still connected to the banking system? Do you see risk there? Obviously, the stock market and the value of those stocks could fall. But do you see a risk of not even being able to access those certificates? Your perspective on that?
I don't think so. because it's not that kind of risk. If you've got stocks on margin, that means that you don't own them anymore. Accurately, the brokerage house controls them. So certainly you would not want to have anything on margin. You certainly would want to have cash. I don't believe the mechanism for the stock market will fail. The stock market itself easily could collapse. Did I ever mention to you between September of 1929 at the high until July of 1932, did I mention to you what the percentage decline was? 89%. Okay. And strange enough, silver from 1980 until 1985 declined 90%. So the 90% is certainly something that's happened in other commodities. I believe the stock market is so overvalued. It's reacting now because of the banking system, and it should be reacting because it's so overblown.
Now, when it comes to, I guess, exposure in other sectors that people may not be thinking about, what are some other aspects of people's lives that will be impacted by this? If this really is just the first domino to fall, how else will this impact people's financial lives and just lives in general?
We can see unemployment at 25%. We could see Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid collapse. The United States is spending money they don't have. Okay, the entire world is spending money they don't have. And we need to go back to an environment in which the government collects and taxes what they spend and no more. When Nixon took us off the gold standard in August of 1981, okay, that was it. No, it wasn't 81, it was 71, sorry. But when he took us off the gold standard, it meant everybody could print everything they want. And the world's living on credit now, and the bill just came due, and the bill will get paid. All debts get paid. They get paid either by the borrower or they get paid by the lender.
So how does that impact people's lives then? You're saying all debts get paid. How is this going to play out this time?
Hundreds of thousands of people in Silicon Valley didn't get a paycheck this weekend. Okay. They're going to be a giant increase in unemployment in the United States. We could have hyperinflation. It's something I've talked about for years. People have to prepare. You've got to have food. You've got to have fuel. You've got to have spare cash. You've got to stay out of debt. You've got to not use margin. And if you do that, you're still going to be damaged, but you're not going to be damaged as much as somebody sitting listening to Janet Yellen. I don't know if we talked about this. A month ago or 6 weeks ago, there was a video clip of a Treasury Department meeting, and the Treasury said, we know the banks are really in bad shape, but we want to make sure the public doesn't realize it. Do you remember that clip?
Yeah, so we'll actually put a link in the description of this video to that we've been mentioning it a lot on the channel, and we'll put a link to that, and also the full meeting, we can link to it as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's very important. If people had been paying attention and they've got access to information now that they've never had before, but when the Treasury is saying we don't want the public to know how bad a shape the banks are in, they're telling you something. When Janet Yellen saying, oh, there's nothing to worry about, my God, these people work for the government. The government lies about everything.
This happens before a crisis where there's this downplaying by the government and government officials. Can you kind of walk us through what, for example, happened before the 2008 crisis? How was that downplayed as well by government officials?
Okay, in June of 2007, I was on a mining trip and I was in Singapore, and two or three of the Bear Stearns hedge funds collapsed. Now, that was in June of 2007. The real serious damage didn't take place until 15 months later in September when Lehman Brothers went over. Financial crashes are not something that happen in a day. It's something that takes months. But I think the collapse of SVB is going to be recognized as a key point here. And next week's going to be interesting. Of course, people have had tons of time to prepare. And I hope they have listened. I hope they have prepared. I mean, you and I talked about cryptocurrencies bringing down the entire system a week ago. And I posted your interview on the 5th, and on the 7th, Silvergate collapses and starts the cascading series of defaults. So that was pretty accurate.
At least what we're hearing for the catalyst for Silicon Valley Bank, it sounded like the story is that they had a lot of bond losses. Are you saying that cryptocurrencies actually were involved in Silicon Valley Bank failing?
Absolutely.
Can you walk us through kind of how that played out then?
Well, they had loaned money to lots of cryptocurrency companies. So the biggie was the increase in interest rates that took the value of the bonds down. However, these guys are looking at it and saying, hey, this is really dangerous. And then Peter, I think his name is Thiel, said on Thursday, he told his herd of venture capital companies, you need to take your money out of the bank. But here's what nobody understands. Every bank in the world will collapse if there's a run on the bank. It has nothing to do with anything else. All it has to do is psychology. And I think government's doing the wrong thing. I think you need to warn people and tell them to prepare for bad times. Government's saying everything's wonderful. And they were doing that all during the 1930s. Unemployment went up above 25%. People couldn't feed their families. It was serious. And the state of the United States now is so much more dangerous than it was then. Crime's totally out of control. Now, were you aware that they just dropped the food stamps? On March 1st, back in 2020, okay, when COVID hit and we shut everything down, you couldn't go to school, you couldn't work, Biden started spending money like a drunken sailor. And part of what the government did was increase the SNAP program. And they decreased it. I think it went from like $250 a month to $35 a month on March 1st. Okay. So there's so many things, and I know we've talked about this. There are so many black swans flying around now that predicting which one is going to crap on you first is very difficult. And the fact is, it doesn't matter. There are so many black swans, you're going to get crapped on.
Well, I think it will be very interesting to continue to track this with you, Bob, because things are escalating very fast. And as we, you know, have mentioned, the interview we did last week, maybe go check it out again, because it seemed to be very prophetic of what we're seeing right now. But Bob, definitely before I let you go, where can our viewers find you? And any last thoughts? I know you'd like to mention that 2022 year end review there.
Yeah, they could find me on 3-2-1 goals, obviously. And it's a free website, and I welcome people to go there. And I've written about 10 books that are available on Amazon. One book that I would like to highlight, I'll show you the picture of the book. Okay. David Cullum, actually, we posted him in 2008, and every year he does a year review. And I looked at it this year, and it took so long to read, I thought, you know, I don't want this on a PDF. This should really be a book. So I went to Dave and said, look, can I format that for you? And it's his book. Okay. He gets all the revenue. I don't get anything out of it. But I will say, David Cullum, he's a professor of chemistry at Cornell University. He writes about everything that happens in society, and he happens to be the single best investor that I've ever seen. In the last 20 years, he's had 1 year in which his total assets went down. And your audience, my audience, the people that I'm trying to reach, are not the guys running banks or hedge funds or at the Treasury. I want to be dealing with ordinary people with ordinary problems. And Dave Cullum, this 2022 year in review is on Amazon. It's a hardback. I think we did a good job on it. It's $20. If you want to read advice from the best financial investor I know of, you should go buy the book. It is a great book. It's not a good book. It's a great book.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll put links in the description to all of those there, your website, your Amazon author page, and also the 2022 year-end review. I hope we don't have to have you on again next week. Our viewers would very much appreciate it, but it would probably mean things are not going well in the world. So hopefully peaceful week, but probably not. Bob, thank you once again for joining us. We always appreciate your time.
Next week, it's going to be very, very interesting.
Miles Franklin Precious Metals is one of America's oldest and most trusted bullion dealers. Miles Franklin is A-plus rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau, licensed and bonded, and has zero complaints ever registered. Here at Liberty and Finance, we are licensed brokers with Miles Franklin. To order, simply call us. Discuss your needs, and we can let you know our live inventory, prices, and availability, and lock in your order over the phone. Once your order is locked, the price is held for you regardless of market fluctuations, and the metals are reserved for you awaiting your settled payment. Within 1 business day of ordering, you will receive an email invoice detailing the order and payment instructions. Miles Franklin accepts payments by bank wire, ACH, or electronic check, money order, check mailed priority mail, and cryptocurrency. The fastest forms of payment are bank wire and cryptocurrency. Upon settled payment, metals will ship out within 3 to 5 business days. You will receive tracking information via email. Domestic shipping charges are $15 for any order under 500 ounces of silver or 10 ounces of gold. For orders larger than that, domestic shipping is free. The package will be boxed, fully insured, and labeled discreetly, with no indication of the contents inside. For your privacy, the name Miles Franklin will not even be on the package. To talk to myself, Kaiser, my brother Elijah, or my father Dunnigan, call 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237.